Both Ortiz and Severson agree on most things. Resource development, finding additional revenue sources, and looking at using permanent fund revenue to fill the state's multi-billion dollar budget gap. A topic they did differ on was what industries were most important to develop in order to benefit the state's economy. Severson prioritized the timber industry, saying it could be boosted by putting state forests into a trust.
Similar to what the Mental Health Trust is doing, it works more like private timber, and you can move ahead with harvesting that and getting it going.
Ortiz touted a natural gas pipeline as the most promising long-term solution.
The markets are there, primarily in Asia, and I see a long-term solution that could bring in as much as $1.2 billion a year of new revenue as a natural gas pipeline.
Governor Bill Walker has made two trips to South Korea this month to promote the LNG project. The state's former partners, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips, have backed out due to low natural gas prices. Both candidates agreed on the importance of the fishing industry in Southeast, but varied slightly when asked how sport fishing could be taxed fairly compared to commercial fishermen. Severson says he'd be in favor of a fish box tax on fish shipped out of the state. Ortiz agreed that could be a solution and also listed charter boats paying into hatcheries as an option. He also pointed to a recent increase on sport fishing licenses as a source of state revenue from the industry. There was opposition on who would be better positioned to pass legislation in favor of the district. Severson argued the majority would remain Republican, giving him a better seat at the table.
My opponent will try to make a case for a bipartisan coalition, but the Republicans have been in the majority for over 20 years, and we have no reason to believe that'll change. Senator Stedman has been supporting me because he needs a district representative in the House majority to work with. That's me.
Ortiz says that if elected, there would be a bipartisan majority with a coastal focus.
One of the first things we're going to do is deal with the fiscal issue. We're going to make the tough votes. We're going to put the state on a sustainable path so that we can have more regular funding for our ferry system, so that we can have more regular funding for our education system, so that we can make sure that the money is there for cruise ship passenger vessel taxes.
Ortiz says he's been in talks with majority Republicans about that possibility. They also disagreed on who they would vote for in the presidential race. Ortiz says he won't vote for Republican nominee Donald Trump. He says he may vote for a third party candidate. Severson says he will vote for Trump. Severson worked for Ketchikan Solid Waste Department for several years and has served on the Ketchikan City Council for the last seven. Ortiz worked as a school teacher for over 30 years. Constitution Party candidate Ken Shaw was not able to attend the debate. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.